Listen to this news. Unresolved labor talks threaten U.S. ports, NRF appeals for intervention. The National Retail Federation, NRF, has drawn attention to growing disturbances at the ports of Oakland and Long Beach, attributing them to prolonged labor contract negotiations. These unresolved talks have stirred worries within the retail sector and could trigger repercussions throughout the entire supply chain. The unfolding situation results from more than a year of failed negotiations between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, ILWU, and the Pacific Maritime Association, aiming to establish and approve a new labor agreement. As an advocate for retail and a principal authority within the sector, the NRF has been pressing for active discussions between these parties since the original contract expired in July 2022. With hopes of preventing any disruptions, the association has also proposed extending the current contract throughout these discussions. David French, NRF's Senior Vice President of Government Relations, voiced his unease over the absence of an established labor agreement even after a year of talks. The U.S. ports, particularly those on the West Coast, play a critical role in the vitality of the American economy. Thousands of retailers and other businesses depend on smooth and efficient operations at the ports to deliver goods to consumers every day, French emphasized. With the holiday shipping season approaching, the NRF warns of further complications as the port disruptions could compel retailers and shipping partners to reroute cargo away from the West Coast ports until a new labor contract comes into effect. French implored the involved parties to return to the negotiation table. He further sought intervention from the administration to facilitate a swift resolution, preventing further disturbances. Concerns escalated in April when the ILWU opted to withhold labor at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. This action resulted in an unexpected terminal shutdown, presenting significant hurdles for the retail industry and the broader supply chain. In response to these mounting issues, the NRF coordinated a coalition letter to President Joe Biden earlier this year, signed by over 230 associations. The letter called for the Biden administration to step in and assist the parties in finalizing their negotiations. Echoing this sentiment, the NRF reiterated its request in its recent announcement, appealing to the administration to actively participate and expedite the establishment of a new labor contract. Global Roundup. NVIDIA poised to join $1 trillion club, first U.S. chipmaker to reach milestone.